To echo Jeff's words, thank you for coming. It's a tremendous chus that you're here to look back at the Karz HaTov, to the yeshiva that it exists, Rabbi Einemer's dreams, Rabbi Merkin, Havlin Chaim L'Chaim, his efforts and his dreams, Rabbi Hayetz, Rabbi Rufu Shlomo, Rabbi Lapiansky, which we have an APB out for him right now, that the efforts that they put in allows us to get to this day that we have such an event. I'll talk maybe a little more about the thank yous before this year. I want to right now get focused on get you back into learning. So the topic today is Chanufa. The standard translation, the classic translation of this word Chanufa is flattery. And it's used like that in the classic sources. And what we're going to see today is that does not do justice to the concept. There's not more to it than that. In many ways, that's going to be misleading. It's going to be confusing to us, that translation. We're going to search for a translation which fits it better. Chanufa is ubiquitous. This issue is ubiquitous. If you looked at some of the questions on the flyer, somebody says something inappropriate. How do I respond? Somebody that he's my boss, or he's a client. And if I respond by pointing out that that's inappropriate, I'm going to get into trouble, lose a client, etc. So I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say something which is not true, but I might nod my head, or I might smile. I might. What's the status of that? How do we look at that? The Torah expects us to be able to have the understanding and the strength to not misrepresent Torah. So the parameters and the ramifications of that are what we're going to try and do today. Just a quick run through the source material. The primary source is the Gemara in Sota. I would like to make sure if you can get through those pieces of Sota which are highlighted in your packet. That's pages 5 through 7. That's the primary thing that you must. And we would like to see you do to make sure that you're able to follow the Shir. Specifically, pages 5 and 6. We will spend some time on Rav Moshe's Tshuva, but I'm going to spend time in Shir contrasting the points of the Rabbeinu Yarna and Rav Moshe's Tshuva. And it seems to me that they're not consistent. So as you're learning, you will look to see if they are consistent or not consistent, whether you agree with my premise or not, whether the Rabbeinu Yarna's understanding of Chanufa and Rav Moshe's are the same or not. Rav Moshe's, and then we will talk about, see where the Yireim, which is one of the Bali Tosis, actually the early Bali Tosis, the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, also has this position, which maybe is somewhere in the middle. So we have the Yireim, we have the Rabbeinu Yarna, and we have Rav Moshe, and that's what we're trying to work out today, where you see they stand vis-a-vis each other, and we're going to see maybe understanding of that, and see some applications. I'm not here to pass them a local lamaisa. For that, you have to ask your local Orthodox rabbi. And I pointed out many times, I'm local Orthodox and a rabbi, but I'm not yours. So please remember that at all times. Okay, Rabbi, please, if you have any questions, I'll be available. Rabbi Lebe will be available to help you. I'll be walking around. And we're looking forward to having you enjoy the morning. Thank you.